believe, but when I first met her, I was not interested in her.
我知道你们可能很难相信，可是呢，当我第一次见到她的时候，我确实对她并不是很感兴趣。
But 6 months later, that all changed.
可是呢，过了六个月之后，一切就改变了。
I decided she was the woman of my dream.
啊，我心里哎认定她就是我梦想中的女人。
And 3 years after we met, this happened.
那么过了三年之后啊，这件事就发生了。
You can see I even had hair then. And 2.5 years later, the next incident happened.
那么两年半之后呢，下一件事又发生了。
Our first son was born.
我们第一个孩子出生了。
Now those of you who have children know that having the first child, what having a first child is like.
啊，在我们中间，如果你有孩子的话，那么你知道当第一个孩子出生的时候，你会有什么样的感受？
You know you wish great things for your children.
啊，我们都知道我们有美好的愿望啊，对我们的孩子。
You have deep and heartfelt desires for them.
你怀着深深的这个美好的盼望，希望你的孩子一切都好。
And these desires have to do with their gifts.
那么这些愿望呢，可能跟他们的这个啊将来的这个才能有关。
They have to do with their futures.
也可能跟他们将来的啊前途有关。
And you might wish that they were academically smart.
也可能你希望他们的学业非常的出色
or perhaps are athletically able
可能你希望他们身体非常的强壮
or even that they'll be successful in life
啊，或者呢，你希望他们有一个非常成功的人生
you want them to be healthy
你希望他们非常健康
to meet good friends
啊，希望他们交到好的朋友
to have a good job
啊，有很好的工作
and perhaps even to eventually meet a good spouse
那么可能最终呢，希望他们啊有一个很好的配偶。
You want them to be protected from the various harmful things that come in life.
也可能你希望他们在生活中遇到危险的时候呢，可以受到很好的保护。
You might even wish for a good marriage and even children themselves.
也可能你希望他们自己有一个非常美好的婚姻，并且呢有他们自己的孩子。
Friends, if you've held a child like I have and stared into the face of a newborn child, you have great wishes for them.
我相信在我们中间凡是有孩子的当你注视着你孩子的面孔的时候你心里一定充满了对他们美好的盼望。
You are full of hope and full of desire.
你心里呢充满了很多的希望很多的愿望。
This is what parents want, isn't it?
这就是所有的父母所希望的。
They want the good of their children.
他们希望他们孩子得到一切美好的东西。
They want the best in life for them.
他们希望自己的孩子过最美好的生活。
And let me tell you, the Apostle Paul is no different to this.
那么我想告诉你，保罗，使徒保罗跟我们也没有什么不一样的地方。
You see, Paul was also a parent.
我们看到保罗同时也是父母。
He is a spiritual parent.
他是一个属灵的父母。
He was the one God used to give them spiritual health.
那么神使用他，让他生出很多属灵的儿女。
And that's why if you're looking in your Bibles, if you look at chapter 2, verse 8, he talks about being a nurse for them.
如果我们看了圣经第二章第八节，我们就看到保罗是如何的抚育这些孩子成长。
In chapter 2, verse 11, he says he was a father with his children.
我们看到第二章第十一节，他说他是这些孩子的父亲。
Paul is an apostle and he is a pastor and preacher.
保罗呢是使徒。同时也是牧者和一个讲道者。
But he's also a parent to these new Christians.
可是他同时也对这些新的基督徒来说也是父母。
And like any parent, he has heartfelt desires for his children.
像所有的父母一样，他心里怀着真诚的愿望。
He has deep longings for them.
他怀着深深的美好的盼望。
And in these verses today, chapter 3, verses 11 to 13, he tells us what those longings are.
那么在今天我们所学的经文就是第三章11到13节，他告诉我们他的盼望到底是什么。
He expresses those longings by turning them into a prayer.
他把所有的这些盼望都放在他对神的祷告中。
He tells them his wishes by telling them what he's praying.
那么他告诉我们他的祷告，那么同时也让我们看到他对这些人的这个盼望是什么。
And in doing so, he tells us some great things about what God wants for us, his children.
那么借着他的祷告，他也告诉我们所有的人，神到底期待他的孩子是一个什么样子。
So friends, today we are going to explore what God wants for His children.
那么今天我们要探讨一下神到底希望他的孩子是什么样子。
And we are going to find out what a good pastor preacher wants for his children.
那么同时我们也发现一个好的真正的牧者对他的孩子有什么期待。
And as a result of what we learn, we are going to talk about what the goals of ministry here at Holy Trinity should be.
那么经过我们今天的学习，我们同时也要谈到，那么在圣三一堂，我们的事工的最终的目标是什么？
So please turn with me to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 11 to 13.
那么我请大家跟我一起翻开帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章十一到十三节。
Now, let's see what God has... The first thing I want to notice is who Paul addresses his prayer to.
那么第一件事我希望大家注意到的就是保罗在向谁祷告。
Now, I want you to remember who Paul is. He is a Jew.
我请大家注意啊，保罗是一个犹太人。
He was brought up a strict Jew.
那么他成长的过程是受到这个犹太人的严格的教育。
He was a Bible-believing Jew.
他是一个非常坚信圣经的这个犹太人。
And that means he was a believer in one God.
那么这就意味着他坚信只有一位上帝。
He was taught from an early age from the book of Deuteronomy.
那么他受的教育是在他很年幼的时候他就学习了这个生命记这本书。
And the book of Deuteronomy has a very famous verse that captures the heart of belief in one God.
那么在生命记这本书里有一个非常这个著名的这个经节，那么特别描绘了犹太人如何相信只有一位上帝。
In your Bibles, turn with me to Deuteronomy chapter 6.
那么我请大家翻开生命记第六章。
And look at verse 4.
让我们一起看第四节经文。
This verse is called the Shema.
那么这节经文呢称为 Shema, 实际是听的意思。
Every Jew knew this verse.
每一个犹太人都知道这节经文。
Listen to it and hear it.
那么他的意思就让我们听。
Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone.
以色列啊，你要听，耶和华我们的神是独一的神。
Now that verse could be translated another way.
那么这段经文也可以翻译成另外一种形式。
It could be translated, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
它也可以翻译成以色列啊，你要听，耶和华我们的神，我们的主是一位。
Now go back to 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 11.
现在让我们再翻到这个帖撒罗尼迦前书第三章第十一节。
Look at what Paul does.
我们看一下保罗做了些什么。
Listen to whom he prays.
那么我们听他向谁祷告。
Now, may the God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus Christ.
他祷告这样说，愿神我们的父，我们的主耶稣基督。
So he directs his prayer to the one God and Father.
那么我们看到他的祷告呢是朝着一位神，就是我们在天上的父。
And at the same time, he directs it to one Lord Jesus Christ.
那么同时呢，他也朝着一位主，就是我们的主耶稣基督。
Can you see what Paul is doing here?
我们可以看到保罗在这儿做了些什么。
He's addressing prayer to the one God.
他朝着一位神祷告。
And he is saying that this one God is God the Father.
他说这独一的神就是我们的父神。
And this one God is the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
那么这一位神也是神的儿子耶稣基督。
And then in verse 12, he calls upon the Lord Jesus Christ to be active.
那么在第十二节里，他请求耶稣基督亲自的动工。
Friends, please remember this is perhaps the first letter Paul wrote.
朋友们，我请你们记住，这封信可能是保罗写的第一封信。
And in it, he's declaring Jesus to be God.
那么在这封信里，他宣称耶稣就是神。
And as God, you can direct prayers to him.
那么作为神，保罗就可以直接向耶稣基督祷告。
Friends, our Lord Jesus Christ is God.
朋友们，我们的主耶稣基督是神。
And this Lord Jesus Christ sits at the Father's right hand.
这位主耶稣基督就坐在天父上帝的右边。
We can bring our requests to him.
我们可以把我们的一切的请求带到他的面前。
We can ask for his help.
我们请求他的帮助。
He is God.
因为他是神。
He is worthy of our worship.
他值得我们的敬拜。
He is our Savior.
他是我们的救主。
He is our intercessor.
他也是我们的代求者。
So this is the first thing we learn from Paul here.
因此，这是我们在这儿所向保罗所学的第一件事情。
He has deep wishes for his ministry among these his spiritual children.
那么保罗同时也怀着深切的愿望，因为他对这些孩子啊有着特别关切的心。
And he knows who will oversee those wishes.
那么他也知道谁在关注着他的这个事工。
And so he asked that God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ might be at work.
因此呢，他请求天父上帝和我们的主耶稣基督亲自的动工。
Now let's see what he prays for.
那么现在我们看他为什么祷告。
I look back at the focus of his prayers, just a few verses.
那么让我们往回看几节经文。
Can you see back in chapter 17 and verse 2, in chapter 2, verse 17?
那么让我们看第二章第十七节。
Paul was a parent, remember, he had been orphaned from his children.
我们记得保罗是一个做父母的，但是呢，此刻他不得不与他的孩子分开。
He longs as any parent longs to have contact with his child.
他就像所有的父母盼望见到他们的孩子一样，他也非常盼望见到他们的孩子。
But then verse 18 tells us that Satan has blocked their way, blocked their being together.
但是我们看到第十八节，撒旦拦阻了他的道路。
So in chapter 3 verse 2, he sends Timothy instead.
那么我们看到在第三章第二节，保罗就打发提摩太到他们那儿去。
And in verse 6, Timothy brings good news back to the parent Paul.
在第六节里，我们看到提摩太带来了好消息。
And in verse 9, he thanks God for the comfort and encouragement he receives from that news.
第九节我们看到保罗为他所得到的这些好消息和这个鼓励感谢神。
But look at verse 10.
我们看看第十节。
You see, Paul knows that God is greater than Satan.
我们看到保罗知道神比撒旦大。
So he pleads with God day and night.
因此他日夜祈求上帝。
He pleads that God, he asks that God might, that he might see them personally.
他请求上帝让他可以很快地见到他的孩子，面对面地见到他们。
That he might be able to build them up in their faith.
以至于他可以亲自地来建立他们的信心。
And now while he waits in verse 11, we see his prayer.
现在我们看十一节他怎么样的祷告。
We know that God knows what it is like to be a father with children, don't we?
他知道上帝知道一个做父母的做父亲的人是怎样这个一个心情。
And so he prays to God the Father.
因此呢他称上帝我们的天父。
And he prays to the Lord Jesus Christ.
同时呢他祷告我们的主耶稣基督。
And he pleads with them to clear the way.
他请求他们打开这条通路。
To direct his way to them.
引导保罗自己到他的这个会有那儿去。
This is the first part of the prayer.
这是保罗第一部分的祷告。
He prays, in other words, for Satan's wiles to be overcome.
他祷告神，愿撒旦的诡计被胜过。
And for him to be brought back into contact with them unhindered by Satan.
战胜魔鬼的诡计，使他回到他的孩子身边。
You see, Paul loves his spiritual children.
我们看到保罗是如何的爱他这个属灵的儿女。
He wishes to see them.
他非常盼望去见到他们。
He wishes to supply what's lacking in their faith.
他盼望对他们的信心有及时的帮助。
Friend, this is the prayer of a true pastor preacher.
这是一个真正牧者的祷告。
It's a prayer that Satan will be overcome.
这个祷告愿这个魔鬼被战胜。
And it's a prayer to be close to his flock so he can minister truly and closely to them.
他祷告一个牧者可以亲自的牧养他的羊群。
Now look to the second part of his prayer.
那么我们看第二部分的祷告。
Look at verse 12.
我们看看第十二节。
Paul prays this.
保罗这样祷告。
And may the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all, just as we abound in love for you.
又愿主叫你们彼此相爱的心，并爱众人的心，都能增长充足，如同我们爱你们一样。
Friends, this is the deepest longing of a pastor.
朋友们，这就是一个牧者心里深切的愿望。
And what is it?
这是什么呢？
It is that his children are like their Lord and God.
他希望他的孩子们像我们的主耶稣基督一样。
You see, out of his deep love with which he loved us, God the Father sent his Son into the world.
我们看到出于神对我们深切的爱，他将他的孩子送到这个世间。
He sent him to into the world as a sacrifice.
他把主耶稣基督送到这个世界上作为一个牺牲的祭。
And in doing so, he showed us that the heart of God is, at the heart of God, there is love.
我们从上帝的作为，我们看到，神的心里都是爱。
God is love.
神就是爱。
God so loved the world.
神如此的爱世人。
God so loved us.
神如此的爱我们。
That he gave his only son that we should not perish but have everlasting life.
他将他的独生子赐给世人，以至于我们不至灭亡，反得永生。
Friends, our God and our Lord are masters of love.
朋友们，我们的神，我们的主是爱的大师。
Love and mercy and kindness saturate their being.
爱、怜悯、美善充满了他们。
And this love and mercy motivated Paul to bring the gospel to them.
就是这样的爱激动着保罗要把福音带给他的儿女。
And so Paul is praying that his people might be like their God and their Lord.
那么保罗祷告他的孩子们可以像这个父神，可以像我们的主耶稣基督一样。
He prays that they might be people whose love increases and abounds.
他祷告所有的他的儿女能够在爱里不断的增长，有更丰富的爱。
And he knows this sort of love can only come from God.
他也知道这样的爱唯有从上帝而来。
And so he pleads with the Lord, with God to give it.
因此他祈求上帝将这种爱赐给他们。
May the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all, just as we abound in love for you.
又愿主叫你们彼此相爱的心，并爱众人的心都能增长充足，如同我们爱你们一样。
And friends, did you notice who he wants them to love?
朋友们，你们有没有注意到保罗让他们去爱谁呢？
Not just each other.
保罗不仅仅让他们彼此相爱。
No, he wants their love to stretch out to others.
他也让他们的爱能够延伸出去，对外面的人。
After all, isn't that how God loves?
归根结底，这才是上帝的爱。
He loves outsiders and outcasts like us.
他爱外面的人，爱那些被排斥在外的人。
And this is how Paul loves.
这也是保罗的爱。
He, a Jew, is compelled by God's love to reach out to untouchable Gentiles.
保罗作为一个犹太人，他被神的爱所激动，去关爱那些不可接触的外邦人。
And so he prays that they might love like God loves.
因此呢，他祷告他的儿女们能够有从神那儿来的这种爱。
Reaching out to care for those outside.
啊，去爱那些外面的人。
That they might grow in love for all.
他们的爱能够增长，爱所有的人。
Friends, elsewhere in Romans 13 verse 8, Paul says.
那么在别处呢，保罗特别是在罗马书十三章第八节，保罗说了如下的话
I know one anything except to love one another.
凡事都不可亏欠人，唯有彼此相爱。
For one who loves has fulfilled the law.
因为爱人的就完全了律法。
The commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, you shall, and any other commandment are summed up in this word, love your neighbor as yourself.
那不可奸淫，不可杀人，不可偷盗，不可贪心，都包括在爱人如己这一句话里面了。
Love does no wrong to a neighbor.
爱是不加害于人的。
Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law.
所以爱是成全律法的。
Friends, owe no one anything except to love one another.
朋友们，在彼此相爱的事上，要觉得欠了人的债。
Is that the debt you have to the person next to you?
那么如此，你有没有觉得你欠了坐在你旁边人的债？
Is that the debt you have to the person you meet at lunch today?
如此，当我们一会儿一起共享这个午餐的时候，你遇到人，你会不会觉得你亏欠了他？
Well, it should be.
我们应当这样。
Jesus makes it clear.
耶稣说得非常的清楚。
Love is the defining characteristic of Christians.
爱是基督徒的明确的特征。
By this shall all people know that you are my disciples if you have love one for another.
你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
Let us make this our goal in relationship with each other.
让我们所有的人把这作为我们彼此相交的一个目标。
Owe no one anything except to love one another.
要在彼此相爱的事上，觉得是欠了人的债。
So the first part of the prayer was for restored contact. The second prayer is for abundant growth in love.
因此呢，保罗祷告的第一部分是让他恢复和他的儿女们的接触。第二部分呢，就是让我们的爱更增长的充足。
And the third is for strengthened hearts.
那第三部分呢，就是保罗请求上帝坚固他们的心。
Look at verse 13 with me.
让我们一起来看第十三节。
Paul prays.
保罗这样祷告。
And may he so strengthen your hearts in holiness that you may be blameless before our God and Father at the coming of the Lord Jesus with all his saints.
好使你们当我们主耶稣基督同他的众圣徒来的时候，在我们父神面前心里坚固，成为圣洁，无可责备。
Now in order to understand this verse, we need to think about it from the end back to the beginning.
现在如果我们需要更深的理解保罗的祷告，那我们就需要从结尾往前去一点点的去分析他的这个祷告。
First, Paul talks about the coming of the Lord Jesus.
首先呢，保罗讲到耶稣基督的再来。
Now, actually, the original language does not talk about the coming of the Lord Jesus with all his saints.
其实呢，在原来的这个原先的经文中，这个经文里并没有讲到所有的圣徒。
It talks about the coming of the Lord Jesus with all his holy ones.
那么原来经文讲到我主耶稣基督再来的时候是与所有的圣者一块来。
It's a quotation from Zechariah chapter 14 verse 5 which we read.
这是从这个旧约撒加利亚书第十四章第五节引用的经文。
And the holy ones are probably angels.
那么这些圣者可能是指天使。
Second thing to notice is the quotation from Zechariah talks about the coming of God with his holy ones.
第二点呢，这个引用的经文呢，撒加利亚书讲到这个是神的再来。
And but Paul talks about not the coming of God, but the coming of the Lord Jesus with all his holy ones.
但是呢，保罗讲到再来的是主，我们的主耶稣基督，他和所有的圣者一块来。
Paul is clear, the future coming of God is actually the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
保罗非常的清楚，再次来的是是我们的主耶稣基督。
Again, Paul speaks of Jesus as God.
再一次，保罗讲到耶稣就是神。
He did so in verse 11.
他在十一节里这样讲到。
And he does so here.
在这儿再一次这样讲。
In Paul's mind, Jesus is fully God.
在保罗的脑海中，耶稣是完全的神。
The third thing to notice.
那么第三件事我们要注意的是
，is that Paul sees that all of life is to be viewed in the light of the coming of our Lord Jesus.
那么保罗说，我们的人生要根据主耶稣基督再来这个事实来看我们的人生。
You see, the Thessalonians have been chosen to be in God's presence for all eternity.
我们看到帖撒罗尼迦人。被神拣选在永恒中与上帝同在。
We have been chosen to be in God's presence for all eternity.
我们也是被拣选与上帝在永恒中同在。
Now, if that's the case, we need to be prepared to be there.
如果这是事实，我们现在就必须预备我们自己。
We need to be blameless in holiness.
我们需要在圣洁上毫无指责。
If we're to be blameless in holiness, then our hearts need to be strengthened.
如果我们需要这样，我们的心就需要被坚固。
You see, our hearts are the center and source of the whole of our inner life.
我们知道，我们的心是我们整个内在生活的这个中心和源头。
Our hearts are the source of our conduct.
我们一切的行为是由我们的心决定的。
So if we are to be blameless in holiness when we meet the Lord, then God needs to be at work in us.
因此，我们应该明白，如果我们要在 遇见上帝的时候毫无指责，那我们就需要上帝在我们心中动工。
He needs to strengthen our hearts.
他需要坚固我们的心。
Friends, can you hear what Paul is saying here?
朋友们，你们可以明白保罗在这说些什么吗？
He's saying we cannot change ourselves to be holy.
他说我们自己不能改变自己，使自己成为圣洁。
We need God's work in us.
我们需要上帝在我们生命中动工。
We need Him to strengthen our hearts.
我们需要他坚固我们的心。
To give us a solid resolve.
我们需要神赐给我们坚定的信念。
And then we need to follow that resolve.
我们需要跟随这个信念。
And with the strength of the Holy Spirit, we need to prepare for the coming of the Lord Jesus.
在圣灵的帮助下，我们需要预备自己去迎接主耶稣基督的再来。
And to prepare by fixing our outward and our visible conduct.
我们要修正我们外在的行为，我们眼见的行为。
To focus on godly living.
我们要专心过敬虔的生活。
To focus on holiness in our relationship with God and the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要在与神和我们主耶稣基督的关系上完全的圣洁。
This is the best preparation for meeting the Lord Jesus.
这是我们最好的预备，等候耶稣基督再来。
So let me see if I can summarize what Paul is saying in this short prayer.
那么我们现在对保罗祷告做一个总结。
Paul is praying for his beloved friends and children, and what does he pray for?
那保罗在为他的朋友和他的亲爱的这个孩子们祷告，那么他祷告什么呢？
He prays for restored relationship with them, unhindered by Satan.
他祷告上帝恢复和他这个和他孩子们的亲密的关系，这个关系被撒旦阻挡。
He prays for their love for each other.
他祷告他们能够彼此相爱。
And he prays for them to be blameless in holiness so they might be prepared to stand before Christ when he comes again.
他祷告让他们这个在圣洁上毫无指责，预备自己迎接主耶稣基督的第二次再来。
Friends, Paul's prayer shows us what God is looking for.
朋友们，我们从保罗的祷告中看到上帝盼望我们是什么样式。
God is looking for love.
神希望我们充满了爱。
He's looking for godliness in conduct.
神希望我们有敬虔的行为。
He's looking for holiness toward God.
神希望我们在他面前是完全圣洁的。
He's looking for a people ready for relationship with Him.
神盼望我们跟他有一个美好的关系。
Friends, please understand this.
朋友们，我希望我们明白这一点。
This is what God wants for you.
刚才所有讲的是上帝对我们的愿望。
He wants you to be people of love.
他需要我们所有的人是充满了爱的人。
Love for other Christians.
让我们爱别的信徒。
Love for a world that is lost.
让我们爱世上失丧的人。
He wants you to be people of godliness.
让我们是成为敬虔的人。
Not people like the rest of the world.
而不是效法这个世界的人。
No, he wants you to be godly.
他需要我们是敬虔的人。
Not gossips,
不是说三道四的人。
Not slanderers,
而不是毁谤人的人。
Not lovers of money,
不是爱钱的人。
Not immoral,
不是不道德的人。
Not impure,
不是污秽的人。
Not sexually promiscuous,
不是淫乱的人。
Not people of anger, factions, impurity and envy,
不是充满愤怒、结党、污秽和嫉妒人的人。
No, God wants us to be people of godliness.
神希望我们都成为圣洁的人。
People full of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
神希望我们是充满仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔和节制的人。
He wants us to be people of holiness toward God.
他希望我们在神面前是圣洁的。
For we are God's holy people.
因为我们是神的圣洁子民。
People consecrated to Him.
我们献身于他。
People who live to obey Him.
我们在生活中顺服他。
People who are strengthened in our hearts to devotion toward Him.
我们有一颗坚固的心，以至于我们能够忠实于他。
People who are ready to meet the Lord Jesus on the last day.
我们要成为这个预备好了的等候耶稣基督再来的人。
Friends, as your new pastor, I want what God wants.
朋友们，作为你们新的牧者，我对你们的期盼，正是神对大家的期盼一样。
And I am going to work toward it, helping myself and you be like God wants you to be.
我将努力的啊，使我自己也帮助你们成为上帝所希望我们成为的人。
And I want to ask, are you willing to join me in working toward this?
朋友们，我们愿不愿意一起来努力？
Friends, I undertake now this day to hang this prayer above my desk for at least 1 year.
朋友们，我将把这个祷告挂在我的这个书桌的上面，至少呢到明年。
And I'm going to work at using this prayer when I sit at my desk.
我将使用这个祷告作为我每天的祷告。
And I'm going to pray that you and I develop and maintain good relationship unhindered by the evil one.
我将为这件事祷告，就是说我们之间能够发展出一种非常美好的关系，不被这个恶者所阻挡。
I'm going to pray that we are people characterized by love.
我将为我们所有的人祷告，使我们这个能够活出爱。
And that we are people who love each other in a way that is profound and deep.
我希望我们中间有真诚和深切的爱。
And that we love those who are outside of our community and in need of Christ.
同时，我们也爱在我们群体之外的世人。
And that we love the unreached people of our world, both here in Doncaster and around the world.
我们不只要爱这个东喀斯特地区，也要爱这个世界上其他地方那些还没有听到福音的人。
And I'm going to pray that we are people of godliness.
我将祷告，我们都成为圣洁的子民。
People who are different from the rest of the world.
我们不是被这个世界污染的子民。
That our conduct is truly Christian conduct.
我们的行为是真正基督徒的行为。
I'm going to pray that we are not gossips, for example.
举例，我要祷告，我们不是一些传闲话的人。
Not slanderers.
不是毁谤人的人。
Not lovers of money.
不是爱钱的人。
Not immoral.
不是不道德的人。
Not impure.
不是污秽的人。
Not sexually promiscuous.
不是淫乱的人。
Not people of anger, factious, impurity, and envy.
不是容易愤怒。结党纷争不圣洁和嫉妒别人的人。
I'm going to pray that we are people who are known for the fruit of the Spirit.
我将祷告，愿我们每一个人都能够结出圣灵的果子。
That our lives are full of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
我将为我们祷告，愿我们的生命中充满了仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔，并且有节制。
I'm going to pray that we are people of holiness toward God.
我将祷告，我们在神面前是圣洁的。
People who are consecrated to Him.
我们是为主献身的人。
People who live to obey Him.
我们在我们的生活中完全顺服于他。
People who are strengthened in our hearts to devotion to Him.
我们的心被坚固，以至于我们能够完全的忠实于神。
And I'm going to pray that we'll be people who are ready to meet the Lord Jesus on the last day, whenever that is.
我们要祷告所有的人都预备好来迎接主耶稣基督的再来。
Now I wonder if you might put that prayer somewhere yourself.
朋友们，我希望我们也把这个祷告放在一个地方。
Now write it out, put it in your Bible, put it where you pray.
我们把它写下来，放在你的圣经里，放在你祷告的地方。
Perhaps memorize it and pray it regularly.
也可能我们需要背下来，然后呢，不断的用它来祷告。
Will you pray it with me? It is such a good prayer.
你们愿意和我一起用它来祷告吗？这是一个多么美好和完全的祷告。
So let me lead us in praying for us now.
让我来带领我们大家一起来祷告。
Our God and Father.
我们在天上的父。
Our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的主耶稣基督。
We pray today for all of us here at Holy Trinity Doncaster.
今天我为Doncaster 圣三一堂所有的弟兄姐妹祷告。
Please bind us together as your people, unhindered by the evil one.
请主将我们联合起来我们有一个亲密的关系，不被撒旦所阻拦。
Please may you make us increase and abound in love for one another and for all people.
求主让我们的爱不断加增，越来越丰盛。
We plead with you that you will be at work in us.
我们请求你在我们生命中动工。
Strengthen our hearts in holiness so we may be blameless before you, our God and Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his holy ones.
求主坚固我们的心，以至于我们能够充分地预备自己，在迎接主耶稣基督再来的那一天。
Father, we pray this for your glory.
天父，我们这样祷告是为了荣耀你的名。
We pray this for the glory of your Son.
我们这样祷告是为了荣耀你儿子耶稣基督的名。
And we pray it in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
We're going to sing our next hymn, which is And Can It Be, which should be